This is Earth and Sky. A listener writes, when matter meets with antimatter, they will annihilate each other. So what does one see when this happens?
Well, first of all, consider what antimatter is. All ordinary matter is made of atoms, which in turn are made of smaller particles, protons, electrons, and so on.
And for every kind of particle in nature, there's thought to be a corresponding antiparticle with the same mass as the particle, but with the opposite electric charge. This isn't just a theory. Here on Earth, particles meet their antiparticles in laboratories and in cosmic ray showers in our atmosphere.
When matter meets antimatter, they do, in fact, annihilate each other. They transform almost completely from mass to light. There's no flash or bang, though, when particles meet antiparticles. With the unaided eye, you couldn't see the explosion that results when subatomic matter meets subatomic antimatter.
But scientists can detect the effects of the explosion with sensitive instruments. And if you could somehow get together a visible chunk of antimatter, say an anti-marshmallow, and add it to your cup of regular cocoa, it'd cause an explosion more powerful than a nuclear bomb. For today, that's our show. To ask your Earth or Sky question, come to our website at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky.